Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Wah, 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 wah. Running with the devil. Running with the devil. It is Friday, you guys. Yeah, it is. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Dallas 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It is going to be an excellent day.
Is that right?
It is.
All right.
We got a new game coming up. I'm so excited about it. I have like a million. I go crazy over stuff sometimes. I have like a million ideas for this game.
Okay.
Bridge the gap. Generation gap.
We'll throw it out there and then we'll work on it from there. Bring it back to the shop and the back cave, and then we'll see what worked and what didn't.
Yeah. Yesterday I go to John. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
John.
And we just finished watching Survivor together. And I go.
I did my homework too, by the way.
Oh. Okay, we could talk about it.
Okay.
It wasn't like a particularly, although I have some theories. Okay, we'll talk about it. No. So it's like 2 o'clock and I go, listen, call me crazy, but I want a cookie. And I go in the pantry and I pull down, we have this gluten-free cookie mix. It's like for chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, I gotta have some cookies. And
why? Just hit you?
Yeah. It just, you know how sometimes you just want a cookie?
Well, that's the problem. I kind of want a cookie after every meal.
I know.
So I've had to like actually go, no.
I just can't ask him to bake every single day. But so for me, and those of you who know me well, know, you know what? If there's going to be a chocolate chip in my cookie, I only want one. Tops. So he makes me gluten-free.
Wait, you only want one chocolate chip?
I don't like, I actually don't want any. And so I have ones that don't have any as well.
He put a Hershey Kiss in there.
It's not a kiss. It's a trail mix that he likes that has these, a carob.
Carob? Ugh.
Carob.
Yeah. It's not even chocolate. It's, or maybe it is.
No, I know carob.
Yeah. Is that, is that the right thing?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
You like it?
No, that's why I brought these.
Oh.
Because.
Okay.
but my question to you, Vinny, is, can your daughter eat a gluten-free cookie?
Here's the thing. I mean, since you're asking, my daughter is taking, she has IBD. You can look that up. You see ads for the medicine.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the long list of
1,000 side effects.
Right. IBD is either ulcerative colitis or Crohn's. These are things that are autoimmune diseases that attack your gut or your colon.
Mm-hmm.
She's on medicine that protects her, and she could probably eat those. We have her on a pretty strict diet because we're trying to get her through puberty, like this growth. You've said it before, and it's true. People who have these kinds of problems often look pale. They you know, like there's a side effect to not getting all the nutrients from your food, and it's unfortunate. We are trying very hard to get her through puberty and into her adulthood without that side effect. So she doesn't eat sugar. Is there sugar in there?
There is sugar.
So she's not eating sugar right now. We're not trying to make that medicine work overtime.
Right.
By throwing all of there are people who
just keep her healthy and.
We just want her to mature normally and then she can make decisions later whether or not she wants to test it. And sometimes the test will be, that hurt my stomach. I have a stomach ache now. And so she will know that's probably not the best thing.
Right.
She might also say, I tried cookies and I'm not feeling any pain, and might decide to keep that in her diet. But for now, we keep stuff out.
All right.
I appreciate the thought, and I don't really talk about it because it's not fun.
No.
It's not fun. But she's doing great. The medicine's working, and we have things that are good for her. I usually feed her for dessert fruit. fruit's a great dessert. I mean, it's not cookies.
And it has some sugar in it.
It does.
But there's a natural unprocessed sugar.
She eats strawberries and blueberries.
Would you like to bite my salt-topped single chip gluten-free cookie that John made?
It sounds like
John
goes,
John goes, you do. John goes, because there's like 2 dozen cookies there. He goes, and we ate like a dozen of them. He goes, please, please bring the rest of these into work for your friends. So you guys can split the rest of the cookies. Some of them do not have any. There's one with a with an actual chip in the middle of it.
I just have to say it's remarkable how perfectly the shape of the cookie
fits. Listen, John does not mess around.
Fits in the container that you brought them in. It's a perfect stack. It's like the Pringles of cookies.
It is like that. Isn't it crazy?
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I thought they were store-bought. They look so perfect.
Come take a bite.
All right.
Come get them. Come get them. What do you think, guys? So anyway,
that's a good cookie.
I'm going to say this.
That's not a bad cookie.
It's a great cookie. And it's.
Then why are you giving them all away?
Because I already ate like half of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't have those in the house this
weekend. That's good. I'm not bummed at that.
The here's the thing about gluten free. Like years ago, I first heard of the whole celiac and the gluten free stuff. And there was nothing like. There was just, you couldn't find anything that tasted good and the substitutes were bad. And now you can get gluten-free bread that's halfway decent. But these cookie mixes, he buys this just a box. And Whole Foods or something. And he makes these cookies and they're just like, I would rather have that cookie than a regular cookie. There's something about the taste of it.
The way you set this up, I thought that cookie was going to be disgusting. That cookie's great.
It's a good cookie.
I'd eat that cookie every day. I had that, I don't know if that's a recipe or whatever. Eat the chocolate,
I hear you munching.
Too. The chocolate's not, it's not carob.
What is it?
I don't know, but it doesn't taste like crappy carob.
Okay.
Carob's gross.
It's something he pulled. He literally dumped out some trail mix and goes, I like these chocolate chips.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Whatever that was.
This cookie's great.
Yeah.
Aren't they yummy?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that
you
these
were
are delicious.
Badly.
You were setting it up like, I'm unloading these on you because I don't want them in my house. They're gross.
No, I when I said, will you make me cookies? He knew that I meant, will you make me chocolate chip cookies with no chocolate chips from the gluten-free box that I've just put down in front of you? Please. And it's funny because I would not know anything about gluten-free stuff if it wasn't for, like, I have some friends who are, like, hardcore gluten-free. And so when you go to feed these people, it has gotten so much easier over the years. Like even gluten-free pasta is completely doable.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even notices it.
Yes, the options are plenty, and restaurants have stuff now. I mean, it's crazy that people
vegan
are like
options and
gluten-free,
dairy-free
pizza
options
at a pizza place.
Yeah,
you'd think a pizza place would say, "We're not doing that."
Right. It's my friend Mike J. Manbun. Hot guy. Oh, by the way, I took a picture of you because he looked so handsome. I was like, oh, Vinny will love this picture.
Swoon.
Yeah, I know, right? So we go to this place where he gets a gluten-free crust with vegan cheese.
Oh, God.
I know. And I haven't even tried it, but because it doesn't look all that good.
Well, and you know.
But he's like, this is delicious.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
No one's forcing him and he's not forcing you, so you're good.
Right.
It's the, I invited you to dinner because I wanted you to try a large selection of vegan delights. What? No.
Yeah.
That's not, he's not doing that to you, so you're good.
No, and he always offers, it's funny, like we had everybody over last weekend. I think I told you this. And John made a vegan curry on Friday. And it was, so he did it over rice, you know, like coconut rice. And then he did like, it had potatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, like carrots. I mean, it was just, and it was delicious. And it was completely vegan and gluten-free. Crazy.
Well, cookies are good, but they got a little bit of an aftertaste.
You get used to it and you start to crave it.
Mm.
I actually don't usually eat a cookie without a little bit of milk.
Yeah.
So there's a dryness there to that.
I can get some water, but that's the best I can do.
No, I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying. But in general, that was a good cookie.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have guessed it was gluten-free, for sure.
You would have just thought I did aftertaste cookies.
I probably wouldn't even notice the aftertaste as much. It's probably
really
in my
concentrating
head.
On the flavor.
I'm thinking about
Did
it.
Did you try one?
That's the most self-aware thing I've ever heard Maddie say. I probably, you know what? I probably wouldn't have noticed. I didn't try one. You know what? I don't want one.
That's fine. I'm used to people saying they won't do it. I'm actually surprised Vinny ate.
I didn't want to do it. I really didn't. Now I've got that in my mouth, and it's the, you know, the beginning of the show, and I got to get that out of my teeth. But but I did it, and you know, I've learned through being a married man that sometimes the fastest way through something is to just effing do it.
Yeah, that is one of the good ways.
Even though I don't want to, right. And I've told you I don't want to, and I would like to just sit here and argue, I'm going to just do it anyway to get it over with.
Well, you know what? Much appreciation.
That was about my wife.
Yeah, but also, I know you didn't want to eat the cookie. I did notice that you broke it. You're like, I got to have the chocolate.
I want the bite I'm going to take. I wanted to take the chocolate, and I did not notice it to be that caribou like.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, you know, dark chocolate. It's like a cacao thing or something. Who knows? Is that how you say that?
I don't know.
Kapow.
Yeah, like kapow.
I see it also in the stores.
Yeah. And cacao.
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 Whatever. Okay, so it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about it. I hear there's rain on the way. I'm not excited about that.
It's not going to be anything like we talked about last week when they predicted the atmospheric river. Now they're just talking about drizzle on Saturday morning.
Oh.
So.
That's nice.
We'll see.
Yeah, I guess, right?
But I do know that we talked about the, they put it in the paper.
Is Tahoe getting any?
I hope so. I will look at that and keep an eye on it. But yeah. But right now, I looked at it this morning and it's a sprinkle and at my house and some over in the north, but it's not going to dump.
Yeah. All right. So there's a lot. I have a lot for you. I know. I see you over there busily preparing your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rock this thing. Happy Friday. KLLC. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Allison Morning Show. Lil Boo thing. Paul Russell.
I like this guy.
1 minute and 53 seconds from now, we'll see ya.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.